Now, granted, things calmed down a little once the nanny was hired, mostly because Catherine handed over her son and never looked back, literally. The nanny took the baby and Catherine headed for the local spa. Jimmy got a little frustrated, as you can imagine. He thought he'd married this lovely young lady, rescued her even, and this is how she repaid him, abandoning their child? Jetting around Europe and consorting with a bunch of guys she liked to call her fellows? For the sake of honesty, maybe Jimmy wasn't the most faithful of husbands, but this sure as hell isn't what anyone would call a happy marriage.
So why didn't Jimmy just leave her? Bobby asked. Or was beating her much more fun?
Ah, the infamous beatings. So you've already heard. Well, let's just say rumors of spousal abuse can be greatly exaggerated. Find me a police report. Find me a safe deposit box filled with photos or at least one corroborating witness. Stories are easy to tell. Let's stick to the facts.
Fact one, Bobby ticked off a finger. If Jimmy was so unhappy in his marriage, why didn't he get out?
He did. That's the first time Nathan became sick.
What?
You got it. Jimmy tried to leave Catherine, and Nathan became magically ill. Nathan was very sick, Catherine claimed. He needed special tests. He needed medical attention. She lined up the best experts money could buy, and Jimmy immediately returned home. His son was deathly ill, for crying out loud. He couldn't leave his wife at a time like that. And that was the pattern. Catherine would get caught sleeping with Jimmy's tailor, he'd get mad, and Nathan would wind up back in the hospital. Sick, definitely. Vomiting, feverish, malnourished, until the minute Jimmy towed the line. Then Nathan would make a miraculous recovery. As you can imagine, James and Marianne grew very concerned. Not only was Jimmy becoming a nervous wreck, but they couldn't bear to think what was going on with their grandson.
And they started alleging child abuse, Bobby filled in.
He stopped walking, looking Harris in the eye.
Got any facts to back up that story, Harris? Because Nathan's own doctor insists there's a medical basis for what's going on.
Oh, Dr. Lancelot? Harris snorted, also coming to a halt. Ask him to say hello to his wife and kids. Catherine's got that poor sap so wrapped around her finger he'd say the moon was made out of blue cheese if he thought it would make her happy. 6 months ago, Jimmy found out she'd been sleeping with the fine doctor, and that's when I entered the picture. To start keeping tabs on Catherine. To try to figure out what was really going on with Nathan, and better yet, to protect Nathan Gagnon if it came to that. Because Jimmy had had enough. 6 months ago, he started making plans for divorce. They were at a street corner. Traffic picked up, the noise becoming loud. But all of a sudden, it didn't matter. All of a sudden, Bobby knew exactly what Harris was going to say next. James and Marianne were right to be suspicious, Harris told him quietly.
Unfortunately, they underestimated how clever Catherine can be.
They focused their attention on Nathan, never worrying about poor Jimmy.